Due to the COVID-19 outbreak and following guidance from the CDC, tonight's broadcast has been pre-recorded. Therefore, there will be no live phone calls this evening.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. What a joy to come together again on this Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program that is designed to bring you out of darkness to light and to establish you in God's divine counsel for your life. I'm so excited and I welcome you tonight. Everyone watching or from any platform you are watching from, it is well with you. You're going to hear God's word tonight. And let me tell you this, joy, peace, and favor will rest upon you. The essence of the word of God is to create a future that is in the mind of God for you. And before we go into the word of God tonight, let's just have a word of prayer and let's go for it. Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your word. Lord, we are so excited that we have the spirit of the living God dwelling inside of us to do the work of Jesus on the earth, the design of heaven to be in charge and to rule and to reign. We thank you so much. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord Jesus, I'm asking, oh God, by the help of the Holy Spirit, that the anointing of God will flow freely tonight. Lord, that I will speak like the oracle of the living God, that by your word there will be deliverance, there will be salvation, there will be breakthrough on every side, healing and miracles will happen in the life of God's people. Lord, you will put tools in the hand of your children to work wonders today in the name of Jesus. We vow we will return all the glory and all the praise to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I want to welcome you one more time to the same Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. And I'm believing God with you tonight that that desire of your heart will be granted in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever holds you bound is going to be broken completely. Because the Bible says, it said the net is broken and we have escaped. You have escaped every onslaught of the kingdom of darkness. Everything that slow people down, none of them will slow you down again. In the mighty name of Jesus, you belong to the royalty. Everyone must honor and respect your place. From today, the time of reproach, the time of frustration and depression is over in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. We are still talking about the force of victory. The force of victory. The intention of the Almighty is that you are victorious in everything in life. Now, remember, Jesus Christ said in the word, he said, you will see tribulation. He said, but rejoice. Now, the reason he's asking you to rejoice is because now there is a victory, success that is already established as far as you are concerned. Because the word is going through it does not mean you should partake of it. Now, listen to this. Jesus Christ came here to simplify life. It's not to hard burden to us. That's why he kept on telling you and I, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and every laden, and I will give you rest. He said, come and learn of me. So he came here to simplify life, to bring us to the victory that heaven designed for our life if we will believe him. People never had living like that before he came. If I'm talking about the people that they were under the law, they were under tribute, they were under stress, they were under the Roman Empire, and they have been used to a tradition and culture. And because of what was happening, when Jesus Christ was telling them there is something called rest, they couldn't understand. That's what he was telling them. Matthew 11:29. He was making them to see that there is another way of living that is completely different from what they were used to. So they rebel against his word because they think it can never happen. In fact, when he was calling God his father, they think he was blaspheming. I mean, it was blasphemous. Now, why they can't see what he was saying? Now, he now top it up and he said, I came from heaven and all what you hear me say is what I hear my father say. Now, I do what I see my father do. And they said, who is your father? He said, the same father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He loves you so much. And he was teaching them to change their mindset concerning life. He wanted them to know that as long as you are with this great God, nothing can frustrate you because you are in your territory. God put you here to reign and to rule. Nothing is coming here to rule you. That was the concept, but they couldn't see it. They think it's too big to be the truth. Now, listen, he was speaking in Matthew Gospel chapter 6, from verse 22 through 24. He was showing them this. That was Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, that is if you are focused. Now, majority of people are being deceived because they are no more focused. There's so much that is going on around them and they are looking at what is going on. Jesus Christ knew what was going on because, now listen, deception, distraction didn't start last year. It was there when Jesus Christ was here. He said, thy whole body shall be full of light when your eye be single. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Huh. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Now verse 24, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will owe to the one and despise the other. He said, ye cannot serve God and mammon. Now, Jesus began to show them the principles of victorious living, the principles of sweatless living, the principles of dominion. Now, he started and he said, I am not here as a religious leader. I am here as a kingdom pay setters. I'm here to practice what heaven practices. You remember, he said, I live with this God that you are talking about, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I knew what he wanted. I knew what he desires. I knew the way he wants living to look like. So when I'm showing you all this, I'm showing you based upon what we discuss together as the mode of living on the earth. So Jesus began to show them this, and he said, number one, he said, your eyes determines your height. Your eyesight, what you see determines your greatness. Meaning, what you see based upon my word determines what you become in life. Now, let me tell you this. What makes people not to see what God is saying is distraction. If you can focus on what the word of God says, I'm telling you, you will get out of every frustration and trouble of life. Now, what the enemy wants to do is to make life terrible. Is to make God look as if he's not concerned. Now, look at the children of Israel. Now, the 40 days journey turned to 40 years because of spiritual blindness. Now, the most terrible attack that can happen to a child of God is not the devil, it's spiritual blindness. It's God showing you how to live, but you have made up your mind the way you want to live it. And that is why you see a lot of people in church, people that are born again, filled with the Holy Spirit, but they are spiritually blind because they cannot see what God is saying. He said, if your eyes be evil, oh my God. He said, your whole body will be full of darkness. That's what he said. Now a defective eyesight will be seeing things against God's view. They are good people. They are born again, but they are blind. Bad eyesight. Now, look at this. When you have defective eyesight based upon God's view, you will have reasons to justify your failure. You will be telling everybody, if you know what I'm going through, you wouldn't have said that. In fact, people will just say, well, that's why you are judging me. Now it's just because they are not seeing what God wants them to see. Watch this. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 32. Because remember, the Bible says, if your eye is evil. Because the fact that you are a child of God and you are walking, like you can even be walking in purity and righteousness and everything, and if you have an evil eye, an evil eye is not just because you are a sinner. An evil eye is because you are not seeing the way God wants you to see. Let me show you this. He said in Numbers 13 verse 32, and they brought an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land, though which we have gone to search it, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitant thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. Now, they agree that there is a good land. They agree that he has all stuff there. But they are saying he's bigger than us. And God called that evil report. Now, everything that they said about the land was the reality. Now, there are giants in the land. That's the truth. Now, the land is big. They have chariots of horses. That was the statement of fact. Now, listen to this. When you live your life based on the fact and not on the truth, I'm telling you, you are dealing with evil eye. That's what God is saying. Jesus Christ was teaching them. Now, the victory in life does not depend on logical view, but on the word of the living God. Caleb and Joshua said, if God delights in us, he will give us the land. Now, that is not an evil eye. That is a just eye, looking into every issues of life based upon the word of God. Now, the Bible says, with long life, I will satisfy you. But you say, well, in our family, things do happen. Now, that's an evil eye right there. That's an evil eye. Now, God's word said, he said, no sickness, no disease will come upon your life. He said, well, I don't know what is going on with coronavirus. That's an evil eye. Now, when you begin to have views contrary to the word of God, Bible call it evil report. No matter what you want to use to justify it, it's called evil report. Many things may seem to stand against the vision of God for your life. If you don't agree with it, if you don't agree with it against God's word, I'm telling you, God will come through. Amen. God loves to be trusted. I said it the other time. I said, who will not want to trust God? He's bigger than anything.
That's right.
If you know how much his love and what it cost him to send forth his son here, you will trust him.
Amen.
If you know, I told the people the other time, I said, now listen to this. His plan exceeded living on earth. Even in heaven, he told you here that he has prepared the house.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Somebody can just tell you, next day I'll help you. Now, God is saying, in eternity, you will live with me. Mm. I got a house. Mm. It's not just a house, a mansion. Now, right. Who planned like that?
Mm.
Wow. And I'm talking about a God that whatever he gives to you is the best and nobody can match it.
That's right.
Now, even in eternity, if he got a plan, how much more he will plan here and now, the one you can handle
with
your hands?
That's right.
So you can, it's because people don't see what he's saying, that is why they can't trust him. God is so easy to trust him. The one that woke you up this morning and you don't pay.
Because I know you guys are very strong. Maybe you paid him. Maybe you paid him and then you give God your credit card so that he can just give you life.
No, we didn't pay him and die.
Grace.
Love raised us.
Yes.
Love preserved us. Love protected us. Love provided for us. Now, people that are going through one issue or the other, it's not because they are sinners. Mercy just
showed up on our behalf.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now, if God can do that one, why don't you just trust him for every other thing? God already told the children of Israel, you've forgotten that when it looks as if you are going to sink in the Red Sea, I made a way. Now, what comes into your mind that you think I can't take you to the promised land? Listen to this saying as you are hearing me. God is saying, it doesn't matter what is going on, you get to your promised land. Let your eye be single, and then your whole body will be full of life. Stop looking and dealing with life only with your logical thinking. Let it be based upon the word of God. Don't live your life based upon what the expert says. Right. Most especially in America, everybody is an expert when there is trouble. Expert in coronavirus.
They don't know that.
Expert in... everybody is an expert when there is a trouble. Mm. But let me tell you this, there is only one expert.
Amen.
His name is Jesus.
That's right.
His name is Jesus.
That's right. That's
number two, you can increase the light that you see by what you hear. You can increase the light. You know, Jesus Christ was saying to them, he said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. And the light shineth in darkness. What happened? And the darkness could not understand it. The darkness could not stop it. Now, if you want to increase your light so that you can break every jinx and every part of darkness that surrounds you, then you have to increase what you hear. Now, listen to this. In this same scripture, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 23, we saw that the scripture was saying here, it said, but if thy eye be evil, thy whole body will be full of darkness. But if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So that means the only way you can take away darkness out of your life is what? Is to bring in the light. Simple. And you bring in the light by what you hear.
Amen.
Darkness is ignorance. God is saying, if you want to get out of darkness, get the knowledge of the truth of the word of God.
Amen.
Now, the most pathetic aspect of life is that we don't know how God thinks. So we don't know how to deal with him. We don't understand his language. I said it the other time, you have never spoken Spanish before, you don't know it. And then there's, you put on this Spanish channel and you ask people to increase the volume. Now, if they increase the volume, what would that do to you? You don't even understand what they're talking about.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, you see, many times we are asking God to increase what he's saying. The last one he said, we didn't even hear because we don't understand this language. Now, listen to this. If you come to Africa, take for example in Nigeria, and you ask for, you are a guest, and you say, can I just get some gas? Now, probably, only if you will understand what you're talking about. They probably give you a propane. Because that's what they call gas. Now, you are looking for, if you call it petrol, they will understand what you're talking about. But if you say, can I get some gas? Now, they will give you propane. They love you. In fact, they may give you one of the biggest propane, tank. Now, but they are not giving you what you are asking for.
Right.
You are asking for petrol. But they think you are talking about propane. Now, because that's the language. Many times, we are doing all our best for God, but we don't understand what he's saying. He's asking for something, and we have this language barrier because we don't understand what he's saying. And we are screaming at the top of our voice. We are jumping, we are dancing, and we don't understand. That's why the Bible says we need to seek for the truth. Revelation of God's word will not come to you because you are a child of God. The Bible says, he that seeketh, findeth. Go to churches where the word of God is being taught. Read the scripture. Read literature. The word of God. Read some books that will help your light to come and shine. Now, I saw the littleness of Satan by the truth I discovered from God's word. You understand what I'm talking about? Your destiny is so precious. Don't let the devil run you down. Don't let principalities and power make a mockery of a glorious destiny that God has given to you. When you find the truth, the Bible said there will be a reward and your expectation shall not be cut off. It is what you know that makes you known. It is what you know that changes your story. Take for example,
you have never been to school before, and they are talking about computer, it doesn't have meaning to you. Now, there are people that I know that they will have been so smart, they will have done more, but because they don't have access to education. Now, listen, the way to be educated in the kingdom of God is to hear the truth of the kingdom. If you don't know it, the enemy will take you for a ride. It's even, all his prayer is that you should not know. Because the Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You want more light? You want to reign supreme? You want to rule the forces of darkness? You want to live a life of meaning? I am telling you, you need the light. And the light will not come to you because you are a believer. The light will come to you because you are seeking for this light. Number three, understand that there are forces on this earth contesting your attention. There are forces on this earth contesting your attention. And be focused. There are forces. People don't serve the devil directly. No, they serve their needs. People serve the God of this world called Mammon. Because they don't know that the King, the Lord God that sent you here, cares so much. Now, one thing I want everybody to know is that the devil didn't send you here. He doesn't have control over your life. The devil didn't send you here. He must not have the last say over your life. In fact, when God was planning you, the devil was completely taken out. Now, let me tell you this. If the devil knows everything about my life, then he is God. Because a lot of people say, oh, the devil knows. He didn't know you told him.
That's right. That's true.
You are the one telling the devil because you are always living in fear. He didn't know nothing about you. Because all the secret of your life is hidden in God. In fact, we saw how naive and how ignorant the devil can be. When the scripture says, he said, even the prince of this world did not know. Otherwise, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. The secret of Jesus was hidden in God. Satan didn't know that it is through the death of Jesus that he will be exposed. Otherwise, he wouldn't have killed him. Now, there are so many things the devil don't know about you. But because you don't know, you are easily distracted by the need. Which God already said, your heavenly Father knows that you are in need of all these things. God is committed to make sure that your needs are supernaturally met. That's the way he set it. That's the way he wants you to run. And if you don't see it that way, you will allow the enemy to lie to you and take advantage of your glorious destiny. And I've seen a lot of people are running every day to make sure that their bills are paid, their needs are met. God said, no, only unbeliever does that. No, it's not meant for you. Now, let's go to the scripture. In Matthew chapter 6, and verse number 32 and 33, Matthew 6, 32 and 33. He said, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. So God knew your needs are real. But he wants you to know that he cares so much, he didn't want you to be need-minded. You want to be kingdom minded. That's why Paul the Apostle was speaking in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. A lot of people, you always think about that scripture as money, monetary stuff alone. Your need is more than money. Some people, it's not the money they need. They need their health. Some people, they don't need health. They just need peace. Some people need joy. Some people need one thing or the other. He said, my God will supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We are in a needy world, but we serve a God that provides. His name is Jehovah El Shaddai. Because we know our Father knows all what we need, we will not serve Mammon. We won't allow him to take advantage of us. So, as you are listening to me tonight, understand that there are forces on this earth that is contesting your attention. He wants to make you feel so miserable. Don't look to that area. Set your attention on Jesus. And I'm telling you, you will make a mockery of the devil. You will make a mockery of mammon. You will make a mockery of sickness and disease because of what God already planned for your life. I was saying the other time, I said, if you look into the life of the man called David, you will discover that his focus has been Jehovah, the God of heaven and the earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrews. He was looking at him, and because of what he was looking at, Goliath looked like a toy. Now, the more you look at him, the more your situation looks small. The more you look at yourself, the more your situation looks big. Now, you can't handle it. Why don't you allow the one that sits upon the throne to handle it? I'm just speaking to your life tonight. And as I speak and I pray for you tonight, God will open mighty doors. Because all you need is the light. All you need is an understanding of the truth. All you need is your eyes of understanding to be open. And the moment you just get to that level, it will be so easy for you to release your faith. Now, I was telling the people the other time, I said, faith is not difficult. Just as you say your key to start your car is not difficult. It's not difficult. You just need to know this is what the author said.
That's it.
If you struggle with the manufacturer about the product, are you going to enjoy it? Now, where were you when God was making the heavens and the earth? You are not even here. You met it and you are struggling. I don't, you see, many times I'm so confused about the way some people think. Now, you met this world here. You met everything here. Now, and you are concerned, you are troubled on how it works. It has been working before you came. God set the heavens and the earth. You are not the engineer that hung the sun and the moon. Even if you are hungry, you can't stop the rain. And the rain falls, somebody is behind it pressing the button. And now science can just say, well, it's by evaporation. Are they the one evaporating it?
Not at all.
They just saw it's evaporating. Right. Now, and after some time, it comes down. God is the one behind it. And he said, I cannot mismanage your life. I know, he said, your heavenly father. Now, we come into an understanding that we know that he's a daddy in heaven.
Amen. That's right.
Daddy knows your need. Mm. He knows the pain that you are going through right now. Mm. And he just said, I know the pain. Don't put attention on the pain. Mm. Put attention on me and I'll take care of
Amen.
It.
That's right.
He knows what is going on because his love cannot be described. It's unconditional. I said it to somebody the other time. I said, if I have a bottle or a box in the house and I don't like the box anymore, I trash it.
That's right.
And or I just break it. If it is bad, break it, trash it, and go buy another one. Because I have the money to do it. God don't do things like that. He saw us, he's supposed to trash us. He trashed himself. Who does that?
That's right. That's love.
He put himself in pain so that we can experience peace.
That's right. That's love.
And yet you said, I don't understand. What is it that is difficult in that?
Mm.
If we come into an understanding of what God did in Christ Jesus when he hung on the cross, you know what God was doing when the Son of God was going through that pain, you will reject pain with every strength that is in you. So tonight, I'm going to pray for you. I know faith is already growing inside of you now. You are angry about what you are going through. You want this thing out now. And that is what God is saying. And I want you to release your faith as we pray tonight. And I'm going to begin to curse the root of every affliction in your life, the root of every problem. And I'm believing Jesus, the Son of the living God, that will be liberty, that will be freedom, that will be breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand by the authority of your word, the power that is in the name of Jesus. And I take authority over every pain, over every affliction, every depression, every power of darkness. I take authority over you right now. I break you. I destroy you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You foul, stinking, demonic power oppressing the life of the people, taking the peace and the joy of the Lord from their life. I come against you in the name of Jesus. I command you, Satan, take off your hand from these precious people in the name of Jesus Christ. I release the blessing. I release favor. I release breakthrough upon the life of God's precious people in the mighty name of Jesus. Pain in the chest, pain in the back, pain in the shoulder. Hear the word of the Lord. Get out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I release the joy of the Lord that passes all understanding to rest upon you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you thanks because of this healing, this deliverance, and everyone under the sound of my voice that the enemy has lied to, that God don't care. That is how it's going to be going. That is how you're going to experience your life. Lord, I speak peace to their heart. I take authority over the lies of the enemy. Satan, I bind you from speaking to these ones in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you because of their life. Thank you for miracles tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have been listening to me tonight and you just know, wow, this is what I've been waiting for. I am telling you there's only one step you need to take and the story will change permanently. You need to give your life to this Master Jesus and let him take charge of every area of your life. He loves you passionately. He wants you to know that his plan and his purpose for your life stand forever. Why don't you just say this prayer with me right now? And a brand new beginning will start now. Say, Father, I thank you because you love me. You died for me. On the third day, you rose from the dead. Father, from today, I give my life to you. Come inside of me. Come and live your life through me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for your plan and your purpose for my life. I give you thanks in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Do you know what happened right now? You are now a child of the living God. Welcome to this family. And it's time to experience joy, peace and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Pastor John, I'm so excited about the word of the living God and what God is doing in the life of the people. And I know tomorrow's service, heaven will come down.
Amen. Amen. Wow, wow. Thank you so much, Bishop. Oh, my goodness. What an awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. Mm. I just want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Now, we certainly want to invite you to come out to our services tomorrow morning. Yes, it's tomorrow morning. We have two services. The first service is an early service, and it starts at 8 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. The second service starts at 10 a.m. So if you get up later, come out and worship with us. Either way, we are inviting you to come out and worship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. That's 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, that's not a problem. Just give us a call. We'll be more than happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service is a service that you don't want to miss. And we're going to talk with Bishop about tomorrow's service when we come back. But right now, we're getting ready to take a praise break. So stay with us. We'll be back after this.
Come on.
back with your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Now, don't forget about our services tomorrow morning. You have an open invitation. We have two services tomorrow morning. The first service is an early service that starts at 8 a.m. and the second service starts at 10 a.m. Now, if you can't make it out, you can always follow us on Facebook at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly or on YouTube at the Dominion Network. Now, make plans to come out because tomorrow's service is a service that you don't want to miss. Tomorrow is our covenant day of increase. Yeah. Our covenant day of increase.
Wow.
It's so awesome. Bishop, now we have a lot of covenant days. Every day at CREPA is a covenant day.
Yes,
yes it is.
That's right. That's
but
right.
Tomorrow is our covenant day of increase.
That's so right.
You have to tell us about
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm ready to say something about it. Now, thank you, Pastor Jan. I want every one of us to know that the intent of God is everyone in the kingdom increases on every side. In fact, my Bible tells me, he said in Psalm 71 verse 21, he said, thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Now, if life, your life is not increasing, something is wrong somewhere. Now, God said, my covenant stand forever. So tomorrow, God wants to put into your hand the key for increase. Why? It is his plan. Now, there are so many times that people are not increasing, not because they are not sinning. Mm. They are not increasing because they don't know. Now, if you don't know where the switch is in the house, now you still sleep in that house in the dark. Right. Now, that does not mean you are not a good person. It's because you don't know where the switch is.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow, watch this. We are going to put on the switch and the light of increase will come into your life.
Yes.
By
yes.
Kingdom principles.
Yes. Kingdom yeah. principles.
That's it.
I'm telling you, if you want your key to increase, you need to be in our services tomorrow morning. That's 8 a.m. for the first service and 10 a.m. for the second service. And if you can't make it to the service, you can always, you don't have to miss it. You can pick us up online. We will be on Facebook at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly and also on YouTube at the Dominion Network. Come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. And if you're in the Middleburg or Orange Park area, we'd like you to come out and worship with us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, Orange Park.
Praise yes. the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
praise
our Lord. Orange Park campus is located at 1670 Wells Road, Suite 104. That's 1670 Wells Road, Suite 104. We're located directly next to the Rose Grocery Store. That's directly next to the Rose Grocery Store. Come out. Our services start at 10 a.m. We'd love to see you there. Now, Bishop, it's time for us to go into that wonderful segment that we call the Moment of Change. And to take us right into it is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored to be in such a company, Pastor Jan. It's amazing. You know, Saturdays are the days that I'm looking forward to just being in a company of life.
Yes.
Where
yes.
word of life is. Yes. It's just adding to us. Because where the word is, there is life.
Yeah.
And that word came to give us life in abundance.
Yes.
So I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here connected to the word of life. And I thank my Father in the Lord. Sir, thank you for being an obedient servant of the Lord that has dedicated his life to bring that message to our generation.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for you. You know, I'm going to pivot from where he stopped, Pastor Jan. You know, he was saying something about what you know. He always said these things. He said, what you don't know is your problem.
Yes.
But what you know can be your defense. What you know is your confidence. Because they that know their God, they should do exploits. These are some of the nuggets that my Father in the Lord drops on us. He's also saying to me before he said it, and I write these things down. He said, experience do not change people.
Yeah.
The word of God changes people.
That's it.
He said, the word of God will exempt you from destruction.
Yeah.
What is destroying others will not come to you because the word of God will be your protection. Yeah. Now, that being said, sir, you said a lot of things tonight that we are thankful for. But this is the moment of change, and we want to use this opportunity to have this word applied to our lives. You said something about Matthew chapter 6, verse 23. And I'm going to go right back to that word.
Okay.
You said, if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness.
That's it.
In the past, you know, you said this because you used the scripture, and I'm trying to have this applied to someone that is listening now, because evil is not being Satan itself. No, that's not what you're looking at. Evil is anything you said that is contrary to what God says.
That's it. It's evil.
It's evil. Anything contrary to what God says, and you look at it, and you take it as the word that you live by, that's evil. And now what the word of God just gave us to understand, Jesus is saying, thy whole body is full of darkness.
Okay.
Well, in today's world, we look at sophistication as things that are normal. You know, television images are saying things contrary to the word of God. They give us imagery that will project things that are contrary to what God is saying.
Yeah.
For example, we may look at the image. We're not saying that face mask is a problem. No, it's not. That's what is being said by the CDC, that it will prevent you from getting coronavirus. So, but what we are saying to you is, this is not contrary to what God's word is saying, because it should probably complement, because your faith should be in God's word,
mm-hmm.
not in the faith of the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
That is an example I gave, but what I'm trying to say is, there are things in this world that people look at and they put their mind, their faith into these things, which is contrary to believing that God is the one that is your healer. God is the one that provides for you. God is the reason you woke up this morning. God is the one that upholds everything in your life by the power of his word.
Yeah.
So when you do these things, then you are walking in the light of evil.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that eye that you're seeing these things with becomes full of darkness.
That's it.
Help us understand how to shed light into us. Because what you said is so important. Because it said, therefore the light that is in thee is darkness. How great is that darkness? That is an indictment on someone that is in this situation.
Mm.
How do you get out of this? Help us understand this, because this is a moment of change, sir.
Okay, thank you, Pastor. You see, like you said, now, if you want to expel darkness, you don't cry. If you want to expel darkness, you don't beg. You just look for light. When light comes in, darkness is humbled naturally.
Amen.
That's the point. Now, let me bring you into this. Before coronavirus came, viruses have been here.
Right.
Now, even some people touched it and they don't know. And God was there and he was protecting them. Many times, when you know too much, you live in fear. When you know God, you live in confidence.
Amen.
What I have seen that has paralyzed the faith of a lot of people is information based upon what they think, what was researched, and it's not based upon the word of God. Can you just imagine? The children of Israel lived in the midst of virus bacteria for 40 years, and they were not sick. The Bible says, none was feeble among their tribes. And the Bible says, God has not changed. So that means people are suffering now because they don't believe the God that protected those people. So when Jesus Christ came in, I said, no, man, you can rely on me. I can take care of you. But people are not living in that light. Take, for example, a meeting was set up, and God is just saying, this meeting, come and learn how to live in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
They won't come into that kind of a meeting. And let me tell you, light will not come for you. You look for it.
That's right.
Look at plant that is not human.
Mm-hmm.
When they see light, what happened? They bend towards it. They bend towards the light. Otherwise, they won't be able to manufacture their food.
That's right.
Now, human beings will see light and run away.
That's right,
So how can I help you when you're already running away from the light?
Yeah, that is true, Bishop. You know, when people see light, they run away.
They're from running away from
you know, light. And you know, a lot of times we are, as human beings, we've been lied to so much. The world system, the Babylonian system, has lied to the world so much till we believe a lie. So when the truth come, it's hard to believe the truth. You know, you spoke about the word of God being the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times people don't even want to hear the truth, Bishop.
That's the part.
If you start telling the truth, they think that you are judging them. You know, that's that's what people do. I mean, you talked about this the other day, about, you know, the word coming forth and people not wanting to hear the truth. And when you don't want to hear the truth, Bishop, all sorts of things happen to you.
That's it.
I mean, and look at what's going on in the world today. They don't want to believe what's going on, but it is going on. But you said the one thing about the word of God, it is the true word of God.
Mm.
And when you live by the truth, Bishop, can't nothing stop you.
Yeah,
nothing at all.
Thank you, Pastor. I was saying something the other time. I said, people don't know the difference between God is correcting me and I am being judged.
That's it.
They don't want, yeah, and it's because they don't want to know.
That's it.
If you correct somebody, you say, he's judging me.
Yeah.
You see, the Bible says the word of God he said the word that I spoken has judged you. That's what Jesus Christ said. You say you already judged. Now, judgment is bringing you to condemnation and guilt.
That's true.
Correction is to make you better.
That's right.
So when God's word comes, and God's word comes to correct us, the Bible says the word of God is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for living, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be thoroughly furnished unto every good works. Now, God wants to furnish you. You say people are judging you. You come to church, they said, this one is, that's no good. If you do this one, it's not going to work. He said, no, they are judging me. Right. Now, you already judge. And all this thing you have been saying, your life is not better. Yeah. Can't you know? Even people that are not human, even if you get your pet, when you say the pet, don't go there, what will happen? He won't go there, even pet. But human beings will just say, no. Well, you say, I've had people just saying, why should it be saying we should be reading the Bible? Is the only Bible you should be reading? Now, if you don't read the Bible, how do you know who God is?
That is true.
How do you know what God can do? Mm. How do you know his plan for your life?
Right.
Now, everybody just said, well, if you don't read the word of God, you are not going to see the light. He said, he is judging me. Mm. Now, who is judging you? You are judging yourself.
That's right.
But when it comes to condemnation, when it comes to bringing you to guilt, that is when you are judged.
Right.
But when it comes to correction, which is what the word of God will do.
That's right.
A child that is not corrected is nothing but
that word.
Uh-huh.
It's
legitimate.
Uh-huh. You know, the word comes to convict and to correct. And the judgment part is when the word starts convicting you, that's when people start, oh, you're judging me now. But it's just the word that is convicting you and making, you know, for correction and stuff like that. And people don't want, you know, you can feel the word. The word is sharp. The word is very sharp. The word cuts.
It cuts.
You know, because sometimes we sit up here, we sit on the front in this church. And when you bring the word is not always pleasant.
Oh, yeah.
But the word cuts. You know, and a lot of times people cannot deal with those words coming like that. So I just thank God for the word coming for correction.
Mm. Amen. Thank you. You see, if the word is not coming to correct, to admonish, to encourage, and sometimes because the word is two-edged sword, it did some surgical work too. It gets inside of you and cut some stuff.
Off of
bam.
You.
And when it cuts it, it can be very sharp that you look like, ouch. Now, but I'm telling you, it's good for you.
It's good.
Because
it's
after good. The word cut all those things off, you'll be a better person.
Amen.
The word. Let's allow the word to do its job.
Amen,
praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Sir, we just thank you for this opportunity. You know, here's what the word said. Luke 11:34 says, the light of the body is the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, when the eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light.
Yeah.
Meaning that you can't keep your eye on the truth and then keep your eye on darkness at the same time.
It's not possible.
It's not going to work. Keep your eye single. Focus on God's word. It is the truth. That is the truth that you know will set you free. So what this program is the moment of change. You know, what has been preached is for you to look at yourself and say, well, I need to look at God's word as the only truth.
Yes,
that's it. This is the only thing that changed my life. This is the only thing that says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. It is the only word that says, I am the Lord that healed thee, not the doctors. Mm-hmm. It is the word that says, I will give you long life and satisfy you. So let us look at God's word as the only truth. Sir, we thank you for this opportunity. Pastor Jed, you know, in an atmosphere like this, we want to continue with the word because, you know, here's what Bishop normally says, and I will share it again. He said, it is revelation that breaks captivity.
Yes.
So in the moment where you are in this atmosphere, where you get these revelations, then you break the captivity that the enemy sets for you. And tomorrow is an opportunity for you to expand this opportunity to be in a place where you have more revelation. Am I correct, Pastor Jan?
Yes,
there's
correct.
Two services.
Yes, there is. Pastor Christian, thank you so much. That was Dr. Abiola Ederwu, Pastor Christian, and the Fulfillment Family with the Moment of Change. Yes, tomorrow we have two services, and that service, first service starts at 8 a.m. That's our early service. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. The second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is area code 904-646-8210. The number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly and on YouTube at The Dominion Network. Now we're going to take a moment, Bishop.
Come on now.
We need to just take a moment and brag about the goodness of God in the lives of his people. And do we have a testimony tonight?
Oh, yes.
Yes, we have an awesome testimony. This testimony is so good that we're going to turn it over to Pastor Christian. Please tell us about the goodness of God.
Oh, Pastor Jen, thank you. You know, someone that might be listening to this testimony, you want to really pay attention. Because there are illnesses all around the world. And sometimes we come into the power of God in a different dimension where the atmosphere, God is present, everything changes all the time. And we had a testimony, Pastor Jan, of a sister that said she was under bondage. She's been bound through the eye by a sickness or illness called diabetic retinopathy. I'm trying to say it correctly.
Retinopathy.
Thank you. You know, it sounds so challenging that you know, to even pronounce it. But this illness required that she get eye injection.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to relieve pressure pain that she had. But it was so painful for her that she could not even drive for 2 years.
She can't see.
She can't see. But she was in the right place at the right time.
Amen.
And she was in an atmosphere where the word was being preached. And the word came. And her word came. And the bishop said, there is somebody in this sanctuary. You have an eye illness. But the word of the Lord is, you have been healed.
Amen.
And that word was for her. She received that word. And that word healed her right there.
Mm-hmm.
She went to the doctor's scene the next day.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, she could not even take any more injection because now she can drive.
Mm-hmm.
Now she can see.
Amen.
So, what is this? Is one of those things that you know is only God who can do this.
Yeah.
Bishop, sir,
I'm telling you, I mean, there are miracles that I know that God does, and he will just prove to everyone that he is God. I mean, he's been very awesome. That is, I mean,
the word came and she received it. Now, I was thinking, what if she's not there? She'll still be taking her injection. I'll be saying, but I'm praying. And God will be saying, I was waiting for you to get this thing out. You are not there.
Yes.
The word came. She received it. Bam. And God took that thing out. And she can now see. I was asking, I said, who drove you to church today? He said, I drove myself. Right. Now, that is what God wants to do in your life. Be there tomorrow.
Amen.
I don't know what is in your life.
Right.
The word of the Lord will come for you and you'll be healed in Jesus.
God deserves glory.
He deserves. He deserves all that praise.
Our God is awesome.
Oh my God. What a God we serve.
What a testimony. Wow. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Bishop. I'm telling you, now I want, Pastor Christian, I want you, because you know, so many things happen. I mean, it's not a service that go by that we don't see the demonstration of the power of God.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm telling you, and there are some people that listen to this broadcast. There are some people that listen to us on the on Facebook and on the YouTube.
Yes.
And they may want to plant a seed in this ministry. They may want to give to our ministry. So tell them how they can do that.
Absolutely. You know, the word that is being preached and given to us here through our Father in the Lord is a word that is given by the Lord. And Pastor Jen, great is this company that publishes that word. So that greatness applies to anyone that partners with us. And there are people who are doing it. So if you are listening, you want to be part of this partnership as others are being planting their seed. You can text the word give and be blessed. One word to 73256. The word give and be blessed. One word. Text it to 73256. The process is safe, secure, and very quick. It's just clicking a few keys and you are able to plant your seed. Also, you can use Cash App because these are financial platforms that people are using now. Cash App is available. You can send any amount to the dollar sign, which is followed by CREPA, all joined together. The dollar sign, CREPA, send, no amount is too small, but be a partner. And finally, you can also do this. Go to the website, www.crepa.org, scroll down to the radio program and plant your seed. Or we want to encourage you, come to the fellowship.
That's it.
Come to, bring it with you. 7171 Arlington Expressway. Bring that partnership contribution with you and you can plant it in person. I promise you, we will love to meet with you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Christian. Bishop, I'm going to remind them one more time about our services.
Go ahead.
And then I'm coming back to you for the final word.
Okay.
So, yes, we want to remind you our services tomorrow morning. There's two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m., and the second service is at 10 a.m. Come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. And you can also follow us on Facebook at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly and on YouTube at the Dominion Network. Bishop, back to you for the final word.
Praise the Lord. I want to appreciate every one of you that is with us tonight on any platform you are watching from. I want you to know that it's a passion in my heart that everyone in Christ Jesus is free from every harassment of Satan, sickness, disease, and oppression, because God paid an high price over your destiny through our Lord Jesus Christ. But there is nothing I can do if you are not open to receive from Him. Please join us tomorrow and take what belongs to you. It's your covenant day of increase.
Amen. Well, Bishop, our time is up.
Good.
And we've got to get out of here. We want to remind you, we'll be back next Saturday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Until then, remain blessed and remember,
Jesus is alive. Amen.
If you need prayer, you can still call 904-646-8210. And one of the Crepa prayer counselors will be happy to pray with you over the phone.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.